the line now, I have Linda Smith from Women's Aid. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Thank you very much for taking the call.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the Two Into You campaign, which I've spoken to you before. I think it was last year.
You have indeed, yeah.
And the relaunch of the www.twointoyou.ie.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's great to be back on again, John. I think it's really a very important issue to highlight for women, particularly who are in dating intimate relationships. So the Two Into You campaign was relaunched on the 12th of February, just before Valentine's Day. And just to say that we partnered up this year with the Irish Girl Guides. So it was great to have, you know, young women on board to help launch the campaign with us. And, you know, the actual website was has updated the content in terms of information on how young women can protect themselves online, you know, when they're using their mobile phone or when they're on social networking sites. So it's accessible it's more accessible now via their mobile phone and their tablet. So, again, it's making it more easy for women to access the information that's convenient for them. So, yeah, it's really good to be relaunching the campaign. And, you know, we're really seeing a huge increase this year to the websites for people looking at the information, which is fantastic.
Okay, and this the Two Into You campaign, it's more about dating relationships rather than domestic relationships.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose for us, you know, when we talk about domestic abuse, a lot of the time, you know, what comes to mind for people is that they're married people or they're living together. And what we want to emphasise is that abuse can actually happen outside of that type of relationship. So, you know, women don't have to necessarily be living with their partner or be married to experience domestic abuse. And that's the real core issue that we're trying to emphasise, particularly for young women between the ages of 18 and 25. You know, a stark reminder for us in terms of the risk for women in this category is that one in every two women between the ages of 18 and 25 who were killed in Ireland since 1996 were murdered by partner or by boyfriends or ex-boyfriends. So, you know, it's a serious issue that we really need, I suppose, to have people talking about, particularly young women in that age category.
And I'm also looking here, one in five women over the age of 18 experience physical, emotional and sexual abuse in Ireland. That's a terrible statistic.
It's a huge statistic, you know, and it's, again, it's something that we need to be aware of, that, you know, when abuse begins, it often begins as a very subtle behaviour. So it could be, you know, something like, you know, well, I don't like your hair or I don't like the way you're dressing this evening. Can you not go back and change? We want to really emphasise with young women that if they have knowledge about subtle forms of controlling behaviour, that they might become more easily able to identify this behaviour is quite worrying. Do you know what I mean? So we really want to, you know, encourage women to go onto our website to maybe take, if they feel they might be in an abusive relationship or in a relationship that might be turning abusive or controlling, to go onto the website to have a look at the relationship health check and go through that. But as I said to you, the website has been updated, so you know, there is a spot basically on the website where you can look at the danger signs, do you know what I mean?
Like and a checklist.
Yeah. And, you know, there's also, you know, guidelines in terms of how to protect yourself when you're online. Because what we're finding, John, is from what women are telling us on the helpline, is that women are experiencing, you know, feeling monitored in the relationship. So, you know, having conversations listened into, checking up on text messages, being stalked on social network sites, and, you know, having rumours spread about them via Facebook and so on. So, you know, it can be a very intimidating and isolating, you know, feeling in terms of what, and debilitating as well if you're the person at the centre of that. You know, it can leave women feeling very vulnerable and disempowered and not knowing where to go for support. But, you know, the helpline is there to talk to women around what's going on in their relationship and to support them around that. We're a non-judgmental service and we're non-directive and we're confidential as well.
Okay, and you mentioned there this abuse, and it can be can sap your confidence as well. And
absolutely.
People who are, the difference between domestic relationships and a dating relationship. Now, a person in a domestic relationship would probably find it harder to get out of that relationship. How does that compare to somebody in a dating relationship?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the crucial things, I suppose, one of the crucial issues, I suppose, that we're trying to get women to use their gut instinct very early on in the relationship before they're so embedded in a relationship that they actually can't get away. So it is harder if you're married to somebody to leave that relationship for a myriad of different reasons. So if you're in a dating relationship and, you know, you're not living with that person, you might be living at home, you might be living with a group of friends, you know, if you can spot the danger signs earlier in that relationship, it's very often easier to leave. And that's really an important point and aspect that we're trying to get across to people. Why stay in a relationship that's controlling, demanding? You know, there's no need to. So if you can spot those signs sooner rather than later, it's very often easier to get out of. Now, having said that, John, any relationship where there is control and abuse, there's very often an escalation of the types of behaviour that she will experience if she tries to leave that relationship. So a dating relationship will be similar. So she will probably experience an escalation in his behaviour, so more controlling, more demanding. We get phone calls from women who, you know, talk about trying to break up and, you know, have broken up, but he's not getting the message, and, you know, he'll bombard her with text messages, calls, maybe turning up at her workplace and so on, trying to regenerate that relationship, you know. So just to say that, it, you know, no matter what relationship you're in, leaving that relationship will always present as an escalated risk to women. So just to be mindful of that as well.
Okay, and for anybody listening, we mentioned online abuse, but as well as that, abuse from ex-partners and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What protection is there for young women against online abuse and abuse from ex-partners?
Yeah, there's very limited legal protection for women, and Women's Aid are looking for the justice system to create a safe place for them to go to access, you know, orders under the Domestic Violence Act. So for instance, we're calling on the government to include intimate dating relationships where there is abuse, whether that's stalking and cyber online abuse, to include them to be eligible for a safety order, for instance. So they don't need to be necessarily living together, or they don't need to necessarily have a child in common. So they're in that, you know, abusive intimate relationship, but they're not covered in the other criteria. So we're looking to further protect women where we know there's abuse occurring in intimate relationships, but they're not in a domestic situation, i.e. they're not living together or they don't have a child together in common.
There is
legislation, but it's very, very hard to prove in terms of women who are feeling harassed. It's very hard to prove, and it's very rarely used to protect women who are stalked by their boyfriends and partners. So, you know, with any abusive relationship, it's really about endorsing or trying to access the support, any supports that women can have. So we're hoping that the Two Into You campaign endorses and opens up the conversations for young women in terms of, you know, how their relationship is going. Talk to their friends about, you know, what's happening in their relationship. Get support from family and friends, and then from organisations who can support you. From our perspective, the Women's Aid Helpline is a huge support and resource for women who might be, you know, doubting where they're at in their relationship or what exactly is going on. So, you know, it's a vital resource for women to reach out to and have that conversation, be it, as I said, more closely to them, family or friends, or a support service like ourselves that can provide them that, you know, a confidential space to really just talk about what's happening to them in a very open and honest way.
And the helpline number is 1-800-341-900, is that right?
That's right, and we operate from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week, and we're an accredited service, John, and we're a national service as well.
Okay, and the website, I'd urge people, young women, to go onto this if they feel any way uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
In a relationship. It's www.2intoyou.ie. Oh, you mentioned a checklist and stuff that's on that.
Yeah, no, it's great, and it's, as I said, you know, it's very accessible for women, so they don't necessarily to be at home using it. We talk about the danger signs that might, you know, that might be presenting in the relationship. We talk about how to protect yourself online, so how she can mind herself when she's accessing support via the internet and so on. And then we have the relationship check quiz as well.
Okay, now I know this was launched on the 12th, and it's a 2 week long campaign.
That's right.
Is that website, will that website be open indefinitely?
Yeah, the website will be open thereafter the 2 weeks, so yeah.
So what can people do now to help this campaign? I know you have posters and...
Well, we have the posters. Like, I mean, what we do is we circulate posters to public venues, postcards, posters to domestic violence support services, to community service, you know, community-based services, and to universities across Ireland. So it's out there at the moment. It'll be out there for the next 2 weeks. So I suppose the campaign itself is really to remind people that Women's Aid is here to support you, that we've got a helpline, you know, to act as a resource, to explore what's happening in your relationship, and also to explore options for support. So we do have a one-to-one support service as well, if people are uncomfortable with, you know, having conversations on the helpline, that we can organise one-to-one appointments with support, outreach support services here. So it's again, as you said, the website will be active all year round, but the launch is really to provide awareness for the 2 weeks, particularly around Valentine's Day, that, you know, abuse does happen in intimate dating relationships.
And as you said yourself, the first step maybe is the hardest, but once you make that first phone call, your people are very, very understanding. They're non-judgmental.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing...
Yeah, we're highly trained and qualified to support women who have experienced abuse, and as I said, we're non-judgmental, non-directive, and it's a confidential service. And, you know, we do understand from what women have told us over the helpline that it can be very difficult to actually begin the conversation, and women would have, you know, might have used, rung the helpline and just couldn't find the words in that moment, but they do eventually talk to us, and they find it is a lifeline to them, and it's a great support for them.
Okay, Linda,
so I would urge people to ring
1-800-341-900, and I'll read out those numbers and the website again at the end of the show. Linda, I probably have to keep you over your time, because I know you're rushing off somewhere. Thank you very much for taking the call, Linda.
Thanks so much for having us on, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Linda Smith there, the Women's Aid Helpline Manager. And go onto that website if you're feeling any way uncomfortable at all in a relationship, because you shouldn't be.